Good evening, Largo High School. This is Trevor Cuck coming to you from the Oviedo Preview of Champions here on Halloween. Let me take a look at you in the visual ensemble category. We'll take a look at what it is that U.S. performers are being asked to do as a group and how well you are doing the things that are asked of you. So I look forward to seeing you in the show, and I wish you the best of luck.
Alright, looks like we are ready to go.
Wish you the best of luck.
A nice strong start, you know, a nice condensed form, and it fans out as we get this nice opening hit from the front ensemble. Good strong sense there.
Good. I appreciate the spreading of the performance all over the place. I'm trying to kind of give us really that big picture that I think we're going for with this universe picture.
It's a nice sense of timing from the different groups as they come in, and they seem to click together and kind of change directions altogether. So we want to make sure that keep maintaining that throughout the performance.
And then as we're slowing down into that diminuendo with the beat, we want to make sure that
really get that going. We've got to lock into what the drum major is giving you for that.
Some minor discrepancies on when that tempo changes and when your assist is sitting with that.
A strong sense of time there on the direction change from the ensemble.
So if you have that moving curve linear form, you want to really make sure we're maintaining that space from performer to performer and you know, kind of assign responsibilities of who's watching who for that, so that we're not, so that we know what that space is that we're supposed to maintain and that we're just controlling that instead of trying to control multiple spaces. So what can we do with the performance there? Instead of just going down into a trail position, is there something more that you can give to, you know, to kind of match what's going on with the show?
So I like the different moments of staging. You know, you had the low brass in the back, and you shoot it over to the trumpet over here on time two.
As we come into the hall, just get a little bit of wavering of the body controls, and then just want to squeeze that core and kind of lift up as you come into the hall together. Make sure we're not cutting off the curve over there on side two around the 40-yard line. We seem to cut in that pathway a little bit. You almost want to think more out on that form.
So building that stage over there on side one for that color guard performer, it might be a good idea to have the band members kind of lower their body, the center of body a little bit, so you give her a more tall look.
So as we're backing up, we're kind of losing clarity of the form as we go all the way back. You know, so we've got to look inside those bodies and see what the shape of that curve is, and then maintain those spaces. Yeah. So put out the intensity of that music didn't quite match the what was going on visually, or I should say that visually didn't match the intensity of the music. So we want to make sure that, you know, you've got this intense music, we don't have just a small motion happening.
Good, nice understanding of the halftime tempo there, the slower tempo in the feet. Nice control.
Mr. Color Guard, make sure you're also aware of the form and the space as you're up front. We want to make sure that you also have to be very aware of how much space that you can control.
Good strong ending step for this motion. Yeah, good sense of cover down from the performers. We've really got that alignment piece going right here.
Yeah, another opportunity. We just have to soft, you know, the wind chime thing kind of going. Not wind chimes, but the chimes going. You know, what can you do to give it that soft motion rather than just having a strong performer march out to the side? Can you soften up the bodies a little bit as you're going into that?
Thank you. So just a staging opportunity. Now you've got that piece of a tarp over on the 35. Why not put the trumpet soloist on that piece of that piece of material so that he kind of stands out a little bit more? But I appreciate the different poses with the body, so just make sure we're all matching the intensity of that pose and the shape of the leg as we're doing the different positions with the leg. A little bit of an awkward transition with some of the dancers going all the way from side two all the way over to side one. So I'm wondering if you're able to keep them on side two a little bit, you know, to take up some of the space that's left open over there, rather than having them run across so we don't watch them run all the way across there. That could just get to an easy spot. As we're going into that backwards, we make sure we're not dipping. You know, it's got to have that nice tall look to us. And then just watch the spacing, you know. A couple of variations of what that space should be. We just want to look at the performer in front of us and make sure, and just, you know, own that space so you're not trying to own multiple things. A nice performance from the color guard members there, you know, kind of took over that moment. You know, as the color guard's taken over that moment visually, what can we do with the band proper to kind of soften it and give the color guard that stage? Good. I like the sense of the rays from the band performers when they rotate those around. Nice control of those lines, just, you know, the little three-person lines as you rotate those into covers. So as we kind of go into these featured moments, a little bit more visual responsibility. So now we got to, you know, address where those lines are and are they maintaining straight lines all the way through. Then you've got to make sure the sense of timing. So, you know, where is the time coming from? Because we're facing different directions, it's hard to see, you know, are we watching the image or are we counting back there? Just kind of check that out. There's a couple of questions on when the timing of the release is for that color guard, you know. So is that supposed to be a ripple in, or just it just looks like it was supposed to be all together and to the performance release. Just want to make sure that's very accurate. Good, nice sense of rotation from the band as they're on the tarp. And make sure we understand our form responsibilities as we're extending the circle out and then rotating into the halter form. Yeah. I'm just going to look at the timing of the beat from some of the performers as they're coming into that form a little bit slow to the halt. I appreciate the variety in some of the form and the texture that you're giving us. Just got to look at some of our staging opportunities. You know, again, the brass kind of starting that moment. Bum, 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 bum. They're all the way in the back. Yeah, so I don't know if you're able to change the voicing of that, you know, so that the people in the front are kind of leading that moment rather than those in the back. You'll see where the timing of that step off, couple folks are a little late to it, so it's not as strong as we want it to go as we're going into what I'm assuming is our ending here. Yeah, so we have an opportunity. We kind of have two forms going on. You know, you've got the guard over on side two. Now, are they, may not be written yet, but they've got to be aware of the form responsibility over there. In addition, and just we're standing there with the flags of the different countries, but it just looks stagnant compared to what's going on side one with the band performance. So just make sure that we maintain that, keep that connected so there's continuity to that. All right, so definitely some good things happening. We definitely have a good sense of variety. There's lots of different staging opportunities, different variations in the form. So we want to make make sure that the performers understand their responsibilities for those staging, for the different types of staging, whether it's a straight line or a curvilinear form. What's the responsibility for cover down, or if we're just looking at the space in front of us that we can be responsible for. I hope my comments have been helpful to you, and I wish you the best of luck.